Well, this is the last in this series of five, and it's Deuteronomy speaking to the children of Israel about the importance of obedience. In Deuteronomy 12:28, God says, "Be sure to obey all these instructions I'm giving you." Well, why should I obey? See, the Word of God is given so we can know God and His desires, how to live in a way that He can bless us. In the Old Covenant, that God gave instructions to be obeyed, and they pointed down the future to the eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ and to bring forgiveness of sin and eternal life. The New Covenant also calls us to obey God's word and to reap the benefits of obedience. Now, let's go back to Deuteronomy 12:28. God says, "Be sure to obey all the instructions I am giving you." Why? Well, there's some real benefits here. He says, "Then things will always go well with you." And that statement is used many times in Scripture with obedience. The one that just kind of pops out of my mind is Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, about children being obedient to their parents and so on. So the question is, right now, are things going well for you in your life? Or have you hit a speed bump? Or are you in a parenthesis, so to speak? It's like, I'm not making progress in my walk with God. I don't feel that my prayers are being answered, and just all kinds of things. See, so what do I do? And you're saying, but Dr. Logan, I don't even know why. But I feel that I'm on hold. I feel that I'm going nowhere spiritually right now. Well, I would encourage you to go back to Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, where it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try my thoughts and see if there be, you know, any hindrances or wicked way in my life." When you pray that prayer, the Holy Spirit can show you why things aren't going well in your life. And when He shows you, ask God for forgiveness and ask Him strength to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. Now, what are some of the other continuing benefits of being obedient? And back in Deuteronomy 12:28, not only does it things to go well with you, but He says also your descendants, your children and your children's children. When I was in Bible college, they gave us a study of two men, Max Jute and Jonathan Edwards. They both lived at the very same time, and I think they both maybe lived in Connecticut or Massachusetts or wherever. Max Jute's descendants, and he was an evil, wicked man, and his descendants down through generations were pickpockets, thieves, women in immoral lifestyles, guys in prison. I think some were hung. I mean, just a horrible list of these descendants of Max Jute. But if you look at the descendants of Jonathan Edwards, they were generations of godly men and women. They became professors or the presidents of universities. They were in politics. The descendants were godly, tremendous people that were serving God and had a walk with God. So, you know, I thought of this as I was thinking back on these two men and their lives and their children and grandchildren. The scripture says, no man lives to himself and no man dies to himself. See, I am going to affect others. And I thought of a quiet pool, if you've ever done this, and take a rock and throw it into that pool. And when it hits the water, it sends out these ripples, these circles of ripples that go further and further out. And he said, not only those ripples are going to affect others, they're going to affect also our children. Marguerite and I have four children, three daughters and a son. And he says, if we're obedient to God, it's going to affect them. We also have eight grandchildren. It can affect them. Now, our grandchildren that are old enough, we have either six or seven. I'm sorry, I'm being old. I'm old. Six or seven great-grandchildren, maybe even eight of them. So our lives can affect future generations. God says, as you live your life, remember that your right choices can bring positive benefit to your children and children's children. But choices against God and doing what God said don't do can have a negative effect on my personal life, the life of people around me, and future generations. In our culture, we don't think, and I'm saying our culture in the United States of America, they don't think in terms of generations. Many of the other cultures really do, and they're smart, but we're not smart. I want to do what I want to do when I do it, and I have no thought that what I do can have a negative or positive effect on my children and children's children. Beloved, think generationally that when you live for self, you may be raising children and grandchildren who are only self-willed. All they think about is what they want, regardless of how much they hurt others. I know there are so many families that are hurting because of the choices that their children or grandchildren are making. Not only wrong choices in the sense of culturally, but wrong choices against the very teachings of the Word of God. Lord, I pray, help those that are watching and myself to live obedient lives to you, to follow the wooing of the Holy Spirit in our heart. And as we read the Word of God, and the Word of God is a light, it's a light to shine into my darkness. And Lord, help us to be willing to agree with God when something in our personal life that God feels needs a tune-up, needs to change. And then, Lord, give us the strength, your strength, the empowering of your Holy Spirit to make those changes so that we are living in accord with the directions you're giving in the eternal Word of God. Thank you, Father, for your loving us and your patience with us. And Lord, I pray right now for all those watching this, that you would bless their families and the generations because of their obedience to the written Word of God. Thank you, Father. And thank you for calling us into your eternal kingdom. And we ask, Father, your blessing upon all of those that are watching. Bless them by bringing them to yourself, or bless those, Father, that are walking in a way that is giving glory to you. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.